Hey, it's me. I see I got your voicemail, but I wasn't going to leave one, but then I wasn't sure when I'd be able to tell you this story, so I figured I'll just leave you the message and then you can respond when you can. I know we usually text, so yeah, this is me here actually leaving you a verbal message. So I thought you'd get a kick out of this. So last night, I said goodnight to you or whatever, and then I went to sleep, and do you remember how we were talking about ice cream? So, I had this weird, crazy dream, so I don't know exactly how crazy it is, maybe weird, I don't know. So it involved you. I know, I never really... I'm just rambling right now, I'm sorry, but I never really dream about you, so that was odd first. It's usually when I dream, like, I get a sense that there are people I know, but, like, I can't name someone, or, like, that was, you know, so-and-so in my dream. I just kind of feel like I know them. But you were there in my dream, and sometimes, like, I kind of, like, half-shadowy remember them when I woke up. But this was so vivid that I can't forget it. And it involved ice cream. I know we were talking about that yesterday because the new place opened up and we wanted to check it out. But, yeah. So, here's the thing. Like... I'm going to whisper a little bit here because I don't want anybody to overhear me. I don't usually have sex dreams that I remember. But this one was kind of a sex dream. And I know it's weird that I'm having a sex dream about you. You know, considering that we're just friends and all, but, it was kind of hot. God, this is so embarrassing. And yeah, I guess this is me shooting my shot, being all feminine forward and stuff, to see if you, actually, God, why am I asking this? I shouldn't ask this. Oh, Lord. Asking if you actually want to enact it or recreate it for real. Because it was so fucking hot. And I figured, you know, we're not seeing anybody right now, either of us. And we were also talking about how sometimes you just have an itch that needs to be scratched. So I was wondering what you were doing tomorrow. Okay, so well, I guess first let me tell you what the dream was. This is so much easier to tell your voicemail than to tell you face to face. And texting doesn't always convey the true intention or the emotion, as you know, behind what you're saying. So, you met at my place, and because the ice cream place that we were talking about is like two blocks down, and we decided to go get a cone, and so we parked, you came in for a few minutes, played with a dog, and that was odd because, like, as you know, I don't have a dog, but the dog was in the dream. I don't know whose dog this was, but the dog was in the dream. And so then we decided to take the dog with us. And then somehow, like, halfway down the block, the dog disappeared. I don't know. Like, it wasn't, like, a thing in the dream, but, like, first we had the leash and the dog, and then we just didn't have a leash and a dog. I don't know. You know how dreams are. So, God, I'm so rambly. Okay, so let me... God, how long is a voicemail? Can I leave one? Anyway, let me try again. So, we're walking down the street, and we get to the ice cream place and the line's really long because they just opened, and I really wanted to try the flavor everybody's been hyping up, that honey graham that sounds like, tastes like, you know, Teddy Grahams or whatever. And you were wanting something fruity, I don't even know. So we're just chatting as we're in line, and we're commenting on the people, and we're people watching. And I just remember in the dream, it like felt so long, the line, but I'm sure, you know, it's like 30 seconds or whatever. So we order ice creams, and there's like people everywhere outside eating the ice cream and sitting on, you know, the sidewalk and like what, all kinds of things. So we decided just to stroll and eat it as we were going back to my place, because we figured we'd be more comfortable there. And I had also picked up, you know, a little, like a half gallon of the honey graham flavor, because this is so specific, isn't it? It's like so weird that this is so specific. And I needed to get it in the freezer because, you know, it's so ungodly hot these days. So we're walking back, and a couple times, like, you know, my hand brushed yours or your hand brushed mine. And finally, you, like, let out this little grunt, and then you just, like, took my hand, which, you know, you and I have held hands before, but not, like, it wasn't, like, this, it suddenly became very intimate, because, like, your fingers entwined with mine, and you didn't, like, acknowledge, you just kind of held my hand, and we kept walking. And I suddenly became very, how can I say this, like, aware of you. Like, I could smell your cologne, I could smell, your ice cream, my ice cream, like, I don't know, I was just, my senses kind of kicked in, and again, this is a dream, so I don't even know, did you dream about this? Did you, were we having some sort of shared celestial experience? So anyway, let me get back to the good parts, or the parts you're probably more interested in than anything. The dog wasn't there when we got back, so I don't even know who this dog was, but there was a dog before, and now the dog's gone. And we didn't seem worried, so apparently the dog just decided not to be in the dream anymore. But anyway, so we get to the doorstep, and I was like, come on, you come in, I have to put this in the freezer, and we can hang out and watch, you know, some show or something. And so we follow me up the steps, and like I kind of felt your eyes on me, like I felt you looking at me, and I had, you know, the cute little summer dress on, and yeah, I don't know, I felt like you were trying to check out my panties, but hey, who am I to even suggest that? And so I went in, ran into the kitchen, put the ice cream away. Again, I know I'm giving you all the details, and you probably want the good parts, but it's important to me that I put the ice cream away. It's so damn good that I don't want to, like, make it, you know, watery, like, yucks, or milky yucks. So we sit down next to each other, and, like, we're finishing up the last of, you know, our ice cream cones, and for whatever reason, like, you take your cone, and, you know, as we're sitting there on the couch, you just, like, I don't even know, you, like, turned it, and the ice cream was facing my arm, and you just, like, made a swipe down my arm with your ice cream, and then I was like, what the, you know, looking at you, like, what the fuck are you doing, and you were like, oops, this is so fucking cheesy, and you leaned over, and you licked it off my arm, and then you kept, like, beyond the lick of the ice cream, you made your way up to my neck, and my ear, and I kind of remember, it just felt so fucking good to have your mouth on my neck and my ear, that the ice cream in my hand just kind of, like, I don't even know, fell to the floor. I just was so completely and totally, oh, I don't even know, I was just like out of it that you were kissing me, and I was so into the feeling that I lost control of the ice cream and just, I don't even know, I think it fell to the floor. And then I couldn't help myself. My hand came up and went through your hair. And I pulled your head closer into me as I wrapped my arms around your shoulders because I wanted more. And then you started kissing around my collarbone and down toward my cleavage. And you still had maintained control of your ice cream. Because you made another swipe right between my breasts. And it just felt so good to feel that cold ice cream and then your hot tongue licking it up and cleaning me up. And then I remember because you were kind of like below me, like on the couch, but like looking up at me because, you know, you were licking my cleavage. You kind of looked into my eyes for a second and then without breaking eye contact, just moved my dress out of the way to expose my breast. And my nipples were hard as fuck because, hello, this is amazing. And I just remember you taking the ice cream and slowly painting it onto my nipple. And I just watched all that strawberry ice cream kind of just get smeared all over my nipple. And then you just opened your mouth and licked me clean. And it was so fucking erotic. And it was so fucking hot. And I just wanted more. So I was wondering if you wanted to get ice cream tomorrow night.